Everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We're coming at you tonight because it is New Comic Book Day and the camera's panning up on me. Transformers number 27 from Skybound is out, and I'm here with Boo of the OxylonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
You made it. Oh,
Whew.
yeah. First of all, the cover's just nice. Cover A was has Soundwave on it doing crackly energy stuff.
It should have a disclaimer on the bottom, though, that this scene does not appear in this comic.
I know. Hopefully, it means something like this is coming up soon. I'm pretty sure it probably is.
Right. I mean, well, that's what we were expecting when we saw this in the previews. Like, oh,
Oh yeah.
okay, Soundwave's going to pull a breakout. It's like,
Nah, you know.
not this time.
Not yet. There's too much going on for this to happen yet.
So, is it a spoiler cover potentially? I mean,
Is it a spoiler cover to show Soundwave doing what Soundwave does?
something that he's gonna do. Like, it's something that doesn't happen yet, so.
Well, if he doesn't do it, it'll be really bad for Soundwave because that's kind of what he does, man. He uses sound
Oh,
as a
I know.
wave, as
Well,
a
I mean, I'm
weapon.
seeing all the cracks and stuff is what I'm
Oh
talking about.
yeah.
Like he's breaking out of his little prison.
Ooh, maybe we'll have a blaster Soundwave fight.
Right?
Like,
Yeah, now we got
oh
blast. Oh, wait. Shh,
yeah.
shh.
Sorry, spoilers.
But yeah, and then there's two covers this month are Soundwave. So I really think they were planning on this and the
Maybe.
pacing got to them, I think.
That could be because there's other covers, but we'll get into that later.
Well, there's a lot of story in this comic.
There's a ton that's happened. They're doing a little time warp here because a lot is happening. But God, the art is so good.
Yeah, loving the art.
Oh man. First of all, you can actually tell that's Bumblebee. It's not just a like yellowish blob of scrap on the ground.
Yeah.
And he looks bad. He looks real bad.
Yeah, no one-liners from Bumblebee.
But no, I would kind of wonder if they're gonna do the whole like not talking thing because his mouth is blown out, or
They
if
could do
it's
that, yeah.
a
Or what?
Goldbug.
Yeah, I was gonna say the face mask that Goldbug has would
Yeah,
fit really well there.
we'll see what happens with but their newfound Energon reserves are coming in handy. What you see, Bumblebee with
Except
like,
for Bumblebee.
well, a few others too. Bumblebee's
Yeah.
like leaking lubricant all over the ground.
Yep.
Lubricants.
Yeah, they say he's in such bad shape that not even the Well of Sparks could do anything they think. Like he's that
Yeah.
bad.
And man, Trailbreaker looks so good.
Yeah, he does.
Like this kind of matte finish on the black. It's really good. Then they're all kind of finding out what's happened in the meantime because gotta think about it, Trailbreaker hasn't even really had time to walk around the arc at all.
Yeah.
Just came back and they were fighting.
And Braun, last time we
Wrong.
saw him, Megatron blasted him through the chest. So,
Yep.
yeah.
It wasn't the shoulder, so you know he's gonna be he's there.
Yeah, as long as you miss that bad shoulder, I guess he's okay.
Yeah, you talk about, they wish they could bring him back, but it's just he's too far gone, and he's
Yeah,
not the only one.
they don't know if anything will bring him back.
No. And Ratchet, his hole in his chest.
Yeah, wow, that thing is massive.
Yeah, I'll say it's bad. I don't know the way to put it. His whole chest is missing essentially.
Everybody
But
else is getting fixed except for the doctor.
yeah, but
Physician, heal thyself.
afraid not this time. But
Yep.
we do have someone returning, a Jetfire.
Right, yeah, Jetfire, he's got his full robot mode back and everything. So.
Yeah, the way he kind of describes it too. He talked about he was stuck in his alt mode. It was almost like being dead,
Oh yeah, he couldn't see either. So like his
which is
senses were down, like he could just talk a little bit sometimes.
yeah. He just like he would equate it with death if they knew what that was like. So it's kind of dark.
He was like Trax when Raul cut that little wire.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were gonna say. Between being Ratchet, how much of this kind of thing has been happening? Like, I guess Braun just trying to get caught up here real quick. But dude, Dude Bro comes out of the I guess I call it, I would call it CR Chamber, but being rebuilt like a champ.
Yeah, it's
Bulkhead.
old Bulkhead, and
And
I mean, I just hear Patrick Starr when I read his lines.
but yeah, he comes out.
Sorry, my bad.
He's kind of a jerk. He doesn't realize what he's doing. He's just, everyone's like, "Why so glum, guys? Oh, this is where they keep the dead. Oh, my bad." then they all get pissed off and leave, and he's like, "Oh, I see how it is." He's like the drunk uncle at a family gathering. He just says the worst stuff. You're like, dude, stop talking.
Yeah, he doesn't put his brain in gear before his mouth
No.
starts rolling.
Well, in Bulkhead, I guess that does kind of work.
Right.
But we also see another pair actually having time to talk. Carly and Spike.
Yep.
Dude, and Spike looks like he's 15 right here.
Yeah, he definitely looks younger here.
He does. He's, I guess maybe he got rejuvenated by the Matrix. But there's a lot going on in this. Like they're trying to resolve a lot of these disparate plot lines that have been going on.
Yeah, a lot of plot points getting tied up or at least back on track, and they just want to go out for a date, go for dinner.
But you can't have that because General Flag is gonna fly in.
Yep.
And he shows up and he's just like, "Hey, he's like, "Hey, yeah, Carly, you remember me, General Flag? Of course you do." Anyways.
Yeah, he remembers her from before. And he's like, yeah, like he was trying to say sorry, I doubted you before, and then Ultra Magnus shows up and goes, you and I are talking now.
He's got his dad voice on.
Right?
Yeah, which Carly knows that's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ultra Magnus is not really wrong here. He's like, look, you guys are helping, and we appreciate that. It means a lot, but it's only because of how much you're helping that I'm gonna keep what happened, what you did to me, our little secret. And Flag's like, what I did? You were an enemy combatant as far as I knew. And
Yeah, and I mean, they didn't have much choice because as soon as they showed up where Magnus was, he attacked them. Yeah, he fired first. So,
He did. I mean, he PTSD, I get it, but
yeah, he was out of his head, but still, you can't hold that against him for that.
no, General Flag has no empathy though. He's like, "Hey, look, man, we didn't know. I didn't do anything bad. I didn't do anything wrong. We didn't torture you. We made you uncomfortable." Like, yeah, I don't know. It was kind of torture, but and so much that Doc was like, "I'm not gonna see this go on. I can't."
Well, it's not like they were going out of their way to torture him, but they were trying to find out as much as they could in as little time as they had him. So,
Weaknesses and strength, what they we can they withstand,
yeah,
which
I love his defense here. He only recently learned to tell you apart. Little redhead good, little purple head bad, and those little heads can be hard to spot,
he's not wrong.
right?
He's not wrong at all. Look, and I love how he's I deserve a little leeway. You're For my previous actions, I'm willing to bet Optimus Prime would see it the same way. So, tattletale all you want to big red, white, and blue. Or he calls him red, white, and
Yeah, he
blue.
called him red, white, and blue. Yeah, so tattle away, red, white, and blue.
I can see it in both ways.
Yeah, and Magnus just kind of frowns at him, like, well, fine.
Yeah, I think he kind of Flag called Magnus's bluff.
Yeah.
And Magnus kind of thing, I thought it through. He's like, "Oh, okay, well, we'll go with that."
Well, if that is flag. Like we have our suspicions,
True.
but even if it is flag, he's a general in the US military. So, bad stuff happens in the fog of war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But luckily, that's not all that happens with Flag this issue. But going to of course, it's a dam, and there are. I'd say Decepticons, but more namely, Combaticons attacking the dam.
Those damn combaticons.
I'm telling you, damn busting Combaticons, and they're trying to fill up Energon cubes, and they're they're kind of, putting the fact that the energy we have on Earth, the energon they're getting from this isn't really all that, good. It's kind of diluted,
Well, that
which
and it's the artificial energon cubes aren't as good as like the naturally occurring ones.
yeah. And maybe with Soundwave out of commission, it's not going as well either. Who knows?
Right.
Of course, we get into the Sumbo cartoon where they squash down like five of them to make a good one. So maybe
Right.
that's what it's all about. Concentration.
And Onslaught's just using the workers at the dam for target practice.
Is he's like, sometimes it's just too good to cut loose. It's so nice just to cause a little mayhem. Which, good on him. But yeah, Swindle's over here trying to fill these cubes, and he's doing as much as he can, but he's like, this is just not working out.
It's
But
kind of like he and Vortex are the only ones doing any work.
yeah, they are. They
Yeah,
are.
Blastoff's just kind of standing around, and Onslaught and
Brawl.
Brawl are just shooting the place up.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah. And speaking of that, Blastoff flips around like, die, Otto, and it's Skywarp. He's like, hey, look, he looks nice too. He's all shiny and new. He's like, hey, look, I get prepared, repaired. I'm back. And
I'm just loving the depth on these drawings, how they look three-dimensional.
oh,
The
it's
shading and
incredible how
everything
good
is
they
like
look.
great.
You can see the sketch lines in the depth and the cross hatching. It looks so good without having to look CG or anything. It almost looks painted. It looks so good,
Right.
which I'm
And
loving that.
they don't look like inflated like sometimes they come across. They look like the edges look sharp on these guys.
The coloring on the like looking at Skywarp's gun, his color the coloring like you have different shades of purple and show different light variations. It just looks
Yeah.
really good.
Well, you've got a gradient there that goes from gray to purple, is what
Yeah,
it is. It's
yeah, I can
really
see that.
good. Yeah, the way
Yeah.
it blends in.
Just the different, you can see the light effects because of that. And same thing with like the shape of the barrel as it goes, more curved. So all that, yeah. And Onslaught's like, hey, Skywarp, you want to shoot some of these humans with me? He's like, let's get this wrapped up, guys. I gotta go report to Megatron about some stuff. But he's like, yeah, why not? Well, I'm here. He starts shooting humans. He's got a lot to tell Megatron, considering Thundercracker, considering all the things that Soundwave's I guess imprisoned the Ark,
Yeah.
and I'm sure he's seen a lot of the other bodies there at the Ark.
And the state of the Autobots too.
Yeah,
I'm sure
yeah,
he's seen that they have a lot more resources on his way out.
yeah. Decepticons are not looking good. It feels like very season three,
Yeah.
where the Decepticons were just on their last legs, and the Autobots would have a great time, like having the Laugh Olympics of Transformers, essentially. But we got another scene though. This was teased a little while back with one of the covers. Thundercracker talking to
Yeah, that
Optimus
was your
Prime.
favorite cover
Oh,
upcoming.
it's great too. The whole scene is really good because Thundercracker is trying to say, like, look, I believe in the Decepticon cause, but to do things for the right way, not just to be cruel. And in a big
Yeah.
way, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Like Thundercracker, he believes that they were in the right, but it's so different now. They're doing it for the wrong reasons. And Optimus Prime has such a stilted way of talking. He seems like he's the way he the way his speech pattern is so grandiose, it's not relaxed at all, where Thundercracker's just relaxed. He's just kind of getting things off his chest.
Right.
Like, I love this. I am heartened that you share my distaste for this. And Thundercracker's like, look, I want violence is a means to an end at some point, but it's just not right anymore.
Yeah, they're having a real heart to heart there.
They are, as much as Optimus Prime can have a heart to heart, because the way he talks is just so, I don't know, Captain America.
And he's very proper.
Yeah, it's almost stilted. But, and Thundercracker's looking around like the animals. And it kind of goes back to where Optimus Prime accidentally walked on a deer and he held it up in his hand.
Yeah. Well, and when Optimus speaks, he's always giving a speech.
Yeah, I think that's where more what it is. You can always hear Peter Cullen's voice.
He's always given a TED talk.
He is. That's a good way to put it. And you know, he says, like, look, there's a big part of me that's, you know, agrees with the Decepticon still, but I just, yeah, I don't want to do it the way they're doing it, you know.
Yeah.
And
Basically, he's okay with the conquest. He doesn't like all the wanting, like killing and
yeah,
destruction for no
the
reason.
cruelty.
Yeah, the cruelty.
Yeah, people will, you know, that's kind of overused saying now, but the cruelty is the point, is something that, you know, I think Megatron would be all about. And you know, Thundercracker's like, the cruelty is missing the entire point of what the cause was about. But maybe because Megatron's been so, you know, beaten down by the Quintessons over so long, and he's just
And
that old,
Cobra
that's
Law and
beaten out of him. Yeah. So, whereas a lot of comics like to go back to the, you know, when Megatron and Optimus Prime knew each other, and like back before it was Orion Pax and D16 or whatever. We're not going into any of that. That Megatron's long dead or gone away, if he even existed in this universe.
I'm sure we'll get some more backstory.
Well, that may be. And you know, Optimus Prime, he looks down at Thundercracker, who's really thinking hard about what's the future's going to be. And he's, you know, he says, you know, stand with us, we'll make an Autobot out of you yet. And as he leaves, Thundercracker looks at him, says, I believe you already have. So that it was just a good scene, a little heart to heart. But we have another heart to heart right after that.
Boy, do we.
It's a
Back
good scene too.
at Shadow Watch, underground base.
And
Which, man, Flag can move around quick, can he?
yeah,
It's
that
almost like
makes me
he's
a little
in two
curious too.
places at once. I don't...
That, or I mean, this could be like a little time dilation. This could be a couple hours
There
later.
was a time lapse in between, I'm sure,
Yeah.
but our time gap there, but I'm just not trustful because we have not seen Zartan, and I bet we've seen Zartan already,
Yeah, I know.
and we just don't know we've seen Zartan.
Flag, you know, is walking up a Miles Mayhem. Speaking of Shadow Watch,
Right.
it the level of arrogance from Miles Mayhem, I think, is what sells this. He's like, "Did you get all the stuff you needed from the robots, the space robots?" He's like, "Did I what? For what? My little project?"
Oh yeah, he just goes off on Flag and is screaming at him like, "Oh, I'm not reverse engineering these," and we know he is. We've seen,
100%.
but it's like, man, he's really bad at projecting.
Yeah, he is.
Like he's telling on himself the whole time.
Yeah, and I love it. I am Miles McCain Mayhem, the most brilliant mind on this earth. Right there is something. If you're the most brilliant mind on the earth, you don't have to say that. People know
Right.
it. And so I kind of see where this is heading with Mask.
Yeah.
You know, he
Well, he's threatening Flag, who's a superior officer as well.
and well, on top of that, Flag brings up Matt Tracker.
Yeah, and that really
Like,
sets him off.
yep. I almost kind of wonder if Matt Tracker left, and Miles can't figure out something with the reverse engineering of the robots to get what he needs to try to do what he's doing, which we all know he's
Yeah,
doing.
Tracker took something with him that
And Miles
Mayhem
Mayhem's
needs.
big mad, yells in about saying the name.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the you know, Miles Mayhem threatening a superior officer.
Oh yeah, and he takes a swing at Flag, and Flag just like dodges it, just sidesteps him, and then kicks him in the stomach, like knees him in the stomach.
And then puts two fingers under his chin.
He does the Xena Warrior Princess pressure point.
Yep. I love that. He's like, you feel that? Mandibular nerve. Arms go numb. Ain't worth a crap. Nothing you can do but listen. So just focus on that and the pain. And Flag says, look, I'm better than you. Are you out of your mind? He's taking a swing at me and threatening me. I'm chiseled steel, son.
I'm just hearing like General MacArthur here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ag's dressing him down.
Yeah.
He knows that Miles Mayhem can't figure this out. He knows that he doesn't have he, there's no working prototype. Nothing's there to be seen. He's frustrated. He's obviously lashing out at Flag, so he knows Mayhem's projecting.
Yeah, and Mayhem's lying too because he's like, "Oh yeah, it's almost complete." And he's
Yeah.
like, "How's it almost or how's it practically done? You don't even have a working prototype. You've
Yep.
got nothing to show for this."
And then he continues, "We don't take too kindly to traitors here in the US of A. No, sir. Think you're gonna t spend some time on the black site, possibly the rest of your life. Your freedom privileges are revoked." And so he's gonna put Miles Mayhem in a big, dark hole in the ground somewhere. Well, no one will ever hear from him again.
Yep.
Because he's got to learn some respect.
He tells the
So,
MPs to arrest this piece of trash.
yep. So I'm sure that'll just go away and never come back, right?
Right. Nothing's going to come of that. But, Mayhem would have more to show if he wasn't like pocketing all their advancements.
Yeah, pretty
Yeah.
much.
He's sandbagging so he can keep the breakthroughs for himself.
Yeah, which is why he killed off the one guy last issue when he asks if anyone else has seen this or has knowledge of this.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
with a digital examination of Optimus Prime transforming.
Yes.
Yeah.
So obviously that's all being worked on and behind he still can't figure it out. So I think, like you say, he's projecting.
Yeah.
But back at the Autobot arc, we have another abattoir of sorts, a bunch of dead bodies of Decepticons. And
I see Slipstream.
yep, Slipstream, Blitzwing, Dirge.
Yeah.
And Optimus Prime's considering bringing them back, like we sh you know, what about them? Should we help them out?
He
But
feels bad
Wheeljack,
for him.
yeah, Wheeljack's like, "You can't be serious." Thundercracker being the voice of reason says, "No, you can't do it."
Yeah, they'll make things worse.
Yep.
And it hurts him to say it, but he's like, yeah, that would be bad right now.
Yeah. And Optimus Prime listens to him, is like, "Hey, you're right. It's a flaw of mine to project kindness on those who have none." Which, I like that Optimus Prime is at least acknowledging his kind of shortcomings, his weaknesses. He wants to
Yeah.
see the good and everything, but he can't.
Yeah, acknowledging the problem is the first step to recovery.
Well, and I almost feel like he was telling on himself from their conversation earlier, where he was
Yeah.
projecting kindness onto Thundercracker.
Yeah.
And Thundercracker, I think, kind of realizes that, but he didn't need a whole lot of convincing.
Yeah.
So it was like that was a very meta exchange there.
Right.
And then we go back to a bunch of Autobots playing. I say they're fighting, but they're playing, really.
It's backyard wrestling
It kind of
with Ultra
is old.
Magnus Blaster and Sideswipe.
Yeah, Sideswipe's in it now. And he, man, speaking of looking good, Sideswipe looks fantastic.
Oh yeah.
He looks like the Masterpiece version. Like, you got it
Oh,
right there on the shelf over
absolutely.
there. He looks exactly like it.
Yeah, they did a great job on these guys.
Yeah. And they emote really well with having, robotic faces, and they don't have to make them look they don't have to make them look like guys in armor,
Right.
which is kind of nice. Where they're basically like saying, "Hey, we're a little slow," and Ultraman is like, "Look, you guys, you just woke up. You've been out for a long time. It'll come to you." But Magnus wants to see RC.
It's good to
So
see Blaster finally.
it is.
Yeah.
And God, we see coming up here Mirage also. So yeah, it's like we were having that original 84 cast plus some of the 85, 86 cast coming into this. It's pretty cool to see it.
They're getting a little bit of everybody here.
It is, yeah, they are, which really, I mean, yeah, it's about time. So yeah, Ultra Magnus is like, "I need you to walk with me to RC," and she's like, "Oh, that sounds important." Yeah, Ultra Magnus is doing like he's like, "Oh, look, I'm not good enough to be here anymore. I have PTSD from Shockwave, torturing me for hundreds of years, millions of years, actually. What, really? I think maybe was it
Oh, yeah,
millions
a
of years?
long time.
A long, long time, yeah. And RC's like, no, like you're doing just fine. You're like, yeah, no, you don't get
Magnus
it.
is doubting himself again, and
Yeah.
he's trying to get RC to take his place.
Yeah, he wants to make her the new Magnus.
RC
Which
Magnus, that sounds kind of weird.
it does. Which I mean, she's obviously she's a fighter. She's one of his, I guess, followers. So, I mean, honestly, it's not a bad choice if he's going to step down from his position to have her.
It'd be cool to see her there. But that's gonna, if she does, that's gonna lead to inevitable conflict with Alita One.
Oh yeah. Oh God, yes.
Yeah, which I think that's coming anyway, so.
Yeah, it's going to, which that'll come into the towards the end of this issue. We'll get into that too. But yeah, next page has Mirage, Brawn, Trailbreaker, and coming up back there in the back is Bulkhead. Yeah,
Again.
so you don't see every day or ever. They're all kind of fawning over this shiny new Thundercracker's really nice, shiny new Autobot symbols.
Yeah, on his wings, he's got the upside down.
Yep.
The Darth Vader faces.
Yeah, they kind of the and he's like, yeah, guys, this feels weird to me too. Trust me, it's like a time for new beginnings. And he's like, I'll do everything I can to earn my new wings, which is it's a nice sentiment.
He's doing New Year, New Me.
Yep, pretty much. And and Wheeljack's cool. Is like, look, that's all we can ask you, Thundercracker. Just do your best. And then Bulkhead comes up here like the turn of the punch bowl. Oof, that is weird. It used to
Well,
be the
that
three.
was
Oh,
Wheeljack.
Wheeljack? Oh, okay. Well,
He was turning his head like, wow, like it was weird for him to say, "Welcome to the Autobots, a Decepticon seeker."
yeah, their Bulkhead though comes in there like, man, you spent a few million years out in cold and standards sure change around here. What's next? Megatron joining us? And Wheeljack, he doesn't disagree so much with him. He's like, Optimus Prime would not approve of the way you're saying like, the things you're saying like right now.
Right.
And he's
This is a solemn ceremony, you know. It's a big deal that Thundercracker switching sides and Bulkhead busting, kind of cracking jokes.
Yeah. And Wheeljack's like we're gonna need all the help we can get, Bulkhead coming up here. And that's when you hear, we've got a whole new mission, Autobots. And they'll turn woo, and then Optimus Prime is all put together again, all purdy.
Yep,
And
he's all yellow park now.
yep. And hit their new mission is to rid the planet of all Decepticons once and for all.
You know who Bulkhead is kind of reminding me of? He's like John Candy is Uncle Buck. How he just keeps saying like the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yeah, I can see that.
His heart's in the right place, but his mouth is somewhere else, so
He's kind of dumb.
yeah.
But then we go back to Cybertron, where we have Cliffjumper pretty much doing what he should be doing and sneaking around stealing things they need.
Yep.
There's Thrust walking around patrolling. But
So the
dude, he
Coneheads are split up.
yeah. So Dirge is on Earth, Thrust is right here. I wonder if Ramjet's around anywhere. Well, I guess we'll find out when we find out.
When we find out.
But from the top of a tower, yeah, you have run, run, little Autobot, and then you look at a really messed up looking Shockwave.
Right.
I don't think he has a head, or if he does, it's kind of like weirdly blown
There's not
apart.
much of a head left.
No, it's not.
His eyeball's there, and then, yeah,
Yeah,
that's about
it's
it.
pretty rough. And said, "I'll peel the steel from your frame soon enough." So swears Shockwave. He like he's crouching on top of a tower.
He's
I
like
don't know.
Goliath from Gargoyles right now.
I was gonna say that, or it looks like Spider-Man up there with one hand down, holding it onto the top
Oh yeah, I can see that.
of the building. Yeah, but that is that.
And he's still missing an arm too.
Oh,
His
he is.
gun
Oh, you're right.
arm, yeah.
Oh, his gun arm, no less. Ooh, that's gonna impede things.
So he's tripoding it up there.
Gotta hold himself steady.
Right?
Man, a lot going on in that issue.
It was. We covered a lot of ground.
Oh my God. So we checked him with Cybertron. We have a faction change with Thundercracker. We have all the new Autobots coming back from the dead or just being revived. We
Yeah, pretty
have,
much almost everyone except for like the very worst.
yeah,
Yeah.
and you've got Miles Mayhem being fired from what the
The
Shadow,
government.
yeah, Shadow Force.
Yeah.
He's gonna go in a hole in the ground somewhere. Yeah, a lot going on, but.
And they talk about looking for the other Autobots that are missing also.
Oh, that's right, including
Yeah.
like Hound.
Yeah, so
Who else
that'll
is,
be interesting. So, and it
well,
makes you wonder who else has been scattered all over the planet.
yeah, true. I mean, we know Beachcomber is around somewhere, but he didn't show up here. So I'm wondering if he took off and he's kind of doing his own thing.
And you gotta wonder when are the Dinobots gonna show up?
Well, we already had a strong hint about that coming up soon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just pretty much blatantly in our faces. So, well, hey, I'm all for it, man. This is this thing is this was an issue that just moved like freaking
Yeah,
lightning.
it really did.
They did a lot of story in a really short amount of time. Very Kirkman.
And in the matrix of lettership, they wrote in and asked if they were to do a second title. And they said, no, they're not really wanting to do a second book, but they may do bi-weekly issues
Oh,
sometime,
okay.
like they're doing with G.I. Joe right now.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that would kind of be cool.
There's a little mention like, hey, thanks, I've been a fan most of my life, and a mecha's Gundam, Evangelion. All my experience comes from drawing the Zords with Power Rangers, but the Transformers are completely different, and I'm learning to how to draw them as I go. So it means a lot that you like it, especially Ultra Magnus. I think he's one of the harder to draw Autobots. And the response is, thanks for writing in, Cass. I'm sorry, that's in response to a letter. God, I'm
Yeah.
sorry. Mentioned something about the Dinobots, and like the in on that was like, thanks for writing in, Cass. Glad you enjoyed the first issue, and I hope you enjoyed our third just as much. Wait, what did you mean by the Dinobot tease? Did I miss something? So once again,
They're playing coy.
they're playing coy about it, so which means it's probably gonna happen before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to look, I'm
Just like they
scanning.
did when someone mentioned Goldbug a few issues back.
Yeah, I'm trying to skim that letter, see if they're talking about the Dinobots in there. But oh, there we go. Is Wheeljack ready for the fatherhood with the evil little Dinobot tease? Will poor Thundercracker get a break? We shall find out. Yeah. So they're playing coy about the Dinobot tease. So there's that.
Yep.
Oh, is the blue Dan Mora? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Or yeah.
Blue Dan is Dan Mora and the black is Kirkman, I'm sure.
As Ben Abernathy, I believe.
So that.
Sometimes
Okay.
it is Robert Kirkman, but generally it's mainly Ben. They need to like do italics or something
They
for
really do.
Kirkman.
That'd be nice. See, like in the black script, I see Robert at the end of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like the black script is Kirkman. Maybe the blue is Abernathy. I don't know. But that
Yeah.
seems like that would be Dan Moore. I don't know. The people
Yeah.
doing stuff on the book is all I know. But a lot of
Them peoples.
people, all in peoples. Character spotlight. Poor Brawn. It's.
Face.
Yep, the Megatron bending down to like shoot through. Bronze chest.
Oh yeah, earlier in this comic when Brom's kind of ranting out, he just was wanting to go out and just tear some stuff up. For some reason, I just had little flashbacks to the Enemy Within.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
100%.
You're seeing Brom's temper.
Yeah, that was good stuff. But he seems so happy now. He's just delighted that they're all waking up, so
Right.
we'll see how
And
that
he's
goes.
raring to go, so
Oh yeah, well, they've got a whole new lease on life here. They're in good shape, and the Decepticons, maybe we'll see them start to raid energy depots and stuff like very old Sunbow days.
you know what doesn't raid energy depots? Deer.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the deer in the one shot in this issue was a kind of a reference to that scene. Like now that they show that at the end.
Oh yeah. And yeah, they kind of mentioned that on here, and I
Okay.
mean, man, that deer that got stepped on has gotten a lot of mileage.
Really has. You thought that'd be one little throwaway scene, like just showing, Optimus Prime's empathy. Oh
Yeah,
no, and then
well, discovering the frailty of life here.
and then you have Megatron sees it and crumples it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Oh, that's right, the creator spotlight. They're putting Robert Kirkman in the spotlight this time.
Yep.
If you had an alt mode, what would it be? He's, not all that odd of an answer. A Jedi
Well, at
spaceship.
first,
Yeah.
then he gets silly with it. First, he says he's like a jet or a spaceship. He'd like to fly, but then he goes, keyboard or couch, and says, but two items I interact with the most, aside from maybe my bed, and then he goes in about bed transformers.
Good night, Atron.
Yeah,
Betamus
Betamus
Minor.
Minor,
So a little reference to Optimus Minor.
or I think it's Rodimus. Was it Rodimus
Could be.
Minor they did?
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
Mattress Maximus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then yeah, he goes
And
like,
he tells them, make the box bigger, you cowards. And they did make the box bigger.
and he just rambled.
Yeah, he had
Perfect.
fun with
No notes. Man,
it.
we get a preview of Void Rivals of the Quinnesson War.
Oh, yeah. And then we get more Dreadnought War covers, too.
Yeah, dude. Ripper, it looks buff. He's huge.
Oh yeah,
Or is
dude.
that Torch?
Yep, is that Torch? It's hard to tell them apart when they don't have their weapons.
It is. It's really hard to tell them apart. Yeah, anyways, Dreadnought War. But that looks like the final issue of that. But yeah, Void Rivals of the Quintessons, their tentacles all over the ring. And what's that?
It's a Ratsukidoji joke there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
But
we get a little sneak peek to
the
the
new art.
comic for the next comic. Yeah, the new art, which is done by was it Andre Bresson?
Yeah, Andre Bresson.
Yeah.
It very much reminds me. I used to read this comic when it came out. Everything it was kind of silly, dark humor kind of stuff. Dork. Did you ever see that at all?
No, I didn't see that one. Honestly, I thought of Transmetropolitan when I saw the
That's
art.
also kind of, yeah, the same Transmetropolitan. I can definitely see that there too.
Yeah.
Same kind of like detail and faces.
Yeah.
They're expressive. Like heavy lines, like heavy ink lines. It's kind of neat. I actually like this Zirtonian in the left of that second panel. Kind of looks like oh, what was that one toy line where the guy who was he was blue on one side and orange on the other? Flip. What was
Oh,
that?
are you talking about
Power Lords?
Power Lords?
Kind of has that look, the Power Lord guy.
Yeah, I can
The
see that.
chiseled chin. But yeah, I actually didn't realize who this is supposed to be. It's supposed to be Zalilak, but he's sitting
Yes.
down and doesn't look like He-Man guy with a Zirtonian armor on.
Yeah.
But he's talking about oh we, yeah they this he's pre ready to ready for attack because Zerda has betrayed their beliefs,
Yeah.
and that's when the wall comes down and
Yeah,
there's
they're in a period of upheaval basically, because everything
Yeah.
they believed and built their society on is a lie.
And then Proximus knocks down the wall
Yep.
and goes right after Zalilak. Death to Zalilak, death to the betrayer. And, honestly, it makes a lot of sense. Zalilak had the voice of Zerda. So, Proximus at first was like, oh, yeah, you must know that what's right, because he came back with, like, I've have her voice within me. She's spoken to me directly. So now that they realize that Zerda's, well, they think Zerda wasn't doing the things the right way, now the upheaval, yeah, starts the.
And Proxima is kind of a fanatic, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll kind of, yeah.
And nobody asked any question like, "Hey, can we talk about what's going on? Why'd you change? What was it?" No, it's like, you changed your mind. We got to kill you.
Yeah. Now that you have them on one panel, Proximus and Zilliqa. Proximus still looks way too big, but you can tell it's Zilliqa there, that armor on.
Yeah.
He's
They both got
swole.
their battle armors on.
Yeah. And they're going at it. He's saying that he's also betrayed. We'll find out next whenever it comes out next.
They look kind of like Celestials from Marvel
They
Comics,
kind of do. I
duking
think
it
it's because
out.
the pink colors and the bluish, yeah, I can see that.
And the design elements on their armor and stuff.
Yeah. All those triangles, man.
Right. And then we get to the five covers.
Yep. Yeah, so we have Soundwave one that was cover A, which I had coming in to this. The cover B, which I was a really big fan of. I want to see if I can find that one, with Daniel Warren Johnson and Mike Spicer with Optimus Prime and Thundercracker sitting by a tree talking.
Yep.
And dude, George Corona with that style that we left in the, I guess, issue 24
Yeah,
with
that
the
gritty.
Alita one. They're very gritty.
Yeah, and she's scowling.
As she does, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the Lorenzo De Felici cover, really, I don't know, very clean looking Thundercracker.
Yeah, well,
That's,
he's an Autobot Thundercracker.
yeah, true.
And he's doing his Abercrombie pose.
He is. I gotta say, the colors, just the Autobot symbols on his wings look just work really well.
Oh yeah, they do. It
It just,
matches the other, like the red stripes and stuff
it
on him.
does. And then the other cover is Soundwave.
Soundwave with a almost vertical shoulder cannon, which
Yeah,
you don't really see that
it's
often.
yeah, pointed back, yeah.
And like I
So
said, so out of these, only like cover B and cover D actually happened in the comic.
yeah. And so yeah, you're right. There may have been more to it that they couldn't get to.
Right.
So we'll find out. We'll find out soon.
It's
So
like they're building up to double sizes for everything. Nah.
well, hopefully we'll get that bi-weekly.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, plenty to talk about, plenty
You
going
know,
on too.
unless you're trying to buy all five issues every 2 weeks, that's a.
Five. What
Oh,
am
yeah.
I,
Well, I'm talking about
crazy?
just the minimum, the ones they announce on here.
Yeah.
And then
And
there's
you have
all those exclusives for each one, so.
every convention has their own exclusive. Some like big comic shops have their own exclusives.
I mean, it wouldn't be hard to spend $100 on New Comic Day every time one of these comics comes out.
Just collecting these.
Yeah, just getting the Skybound covers, like on
Yep.
all the exclusive covers, and
Definitely that.
yeah.
Well, I am going to cut us off here because we will ramble on for a while as we do.
Yes, but this is a good issue. Loved it.
Yeah, God, that art is so good. Loving all of that.
Yeah,
And
I've got no complaints about this at all.
zero.
This
And
is
it's
the
just
Transformer comics we've been waiting for a while.
a long, long while.
Yeah.
Everyone, thanks for checking us out. Give us a like and a follow, please, if you wouldn't mind. It'd be awesome. And thanks everyone for following the I've been really getting engaged in the doing the shorts on our TikTok page and our YouTube page.
Even
So
though I told
check
him it's
those out.
too cold for shorts.
I'm a Florida boy. It's never too cold for shorts. Just put a
Never
hoodie
too cold.
on.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, there you go.
Shorts and flip flops.
There you go. But a hoodie.
Gotta
Gotta have a hoodie.
have a hoodie, yeah,
All right, y'all.
balance it
Take it
out.
easy. Have a great night and talk to y'all later.
Bye.
More than me. Beastie's Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.